Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on a Tuesday, and because it is the best time of year, we have playoff baseball. I know that normally Tuesdays are not the best day of the week because you're like, all right, so it's not Monday. I'm tired from Monday Night Football, and we don't get football again until Thursday night, but Jenks, this has been incredible. Like, yeah. We have primetime football on Mondays, and we also have postseason baseball every single day of the week. It's been absolutely incredible, and I feel like this has been something that I have been watching the games with my five-year-old daughter, much to her chagrin. She would much rather watch something else. But I feel like there's been a lot of teachable moments because she is struggling in softball to realize that it's a game of failure. You know, you're going to get tagged out. You're going to strike out. So it's very nice for me to look at the TV and say, hey, these are the best athletes in the world. This is the best league in the world. And these guys are still striking out. Ohtani had, what, the golden sombrero the other night?
Yeah.
And the other thing is teaching hustle. Like, we saw this last night where Teoscar Hernandez hit a little dinky, like, grounder to the pitcher, and Lizardo kind of fumbles it a bit. And Teoscar Hernandez is jogging to first. If he would have hustled to first base, there is a chance he would have been safe.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, you're like, it's the postseason. This is not a regular season game against the Rockies. You have to hustle. So it's very nice for me to look at this and say, hey, Blake, no matter where you are, you can always control the effort you put into a play. And you need to remember that you do not give up until the play is over. It's wild how this is a talking point at ages 5 all the way up to the very tip top of every sport.
Yeah, it's not the glamorous part of the sport, and I think I don't want to be someone who just blames everything on social media, but it changes your mindset. It changes your perception of things, right? So what are things that you see? You see the bat flips. You see guys dripped out. They look great, right? But what you don't see, you're not going to see a highlight of a hustle play, like a guy running out a routine grounder because just maybe there's an error and he ends up getting on base, or the guy drops the ball at first and somehow he gets on and he can generate a run that way, or doing something that, you know, you speed over and maybe you grab a fly ball that another guy in the outfield can't get. Like, those aren't exciting plays, but they are plays that are critical to winning championship games, and you can kind of get caught up in the highlights as opposed to the things that aren't necessarily promoted.
But it does feel like this week in particular, we have seen all the lowlights.
Yeah.
Of, like, when you don't follow through. Like, the guy dropping the ball before the end zone. Even the week before in the NFL, where we had all those blocked kicks, you know, that turned out to be, like, the game-breaking play that decides the game. So it's just one of those things where it just feels like it's been, like, a fluky week across all sports. But listen, when the margin of error is that thin, like when we're talking about postseason baseball, when we're talking about winning games in the NFL, that's sometimes the difference maker. And maybe it will be the difference maker tonight if you're betting on baseball. If you are wagering some coin on Major League Baseball, you might as well do it over at BetMGM. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right, Jenks, let's start with the early game. 4:08 Eastern start for Mariners and Tigers. This series is tied at one game apiece. The Mariners are favored in this one at -130. Tigers +110. Total of 7.5 runs. Logan Gilbert squaring off with Jack Flaherty. So, Jenks, we have not been one to trust Jack Flaherty.
Oh.
But no, what's thanks. The play here? Do you trust the Mariners?
I think if I'm playing this game, I kind of like the over, but I would trust the Mariners more than I would the Tigers. I mean, Logan Gilbert, even though he hasn't been great on the road this season, he's actually been very solid over his last five starts. And Seattle is a good over team on the road. They tend to generate runs. And also, let's break this down to brass tacks. If you're looking at this pitching matchup, isn't your first inclination to say, oh, I'm trusting Logan Gilbert instead of Jack Flaherty? Jack Flaherty's been just fine. But he's, what, 3 in the rotation? You know, he's not that ace that the Tigers thought he was going to be when he was drafted. And for me, when you've got an ERA of 4.64 and you have the propensity to get blown up from time to time against this Mariners lineup, and I like the Mariners playing away from Seattle because that's such a pitcher's park, then I would go Mariners. It's a pretty cheap price at minus 130 here. I just don't believe in the Tigers. Okay, fine. You know, you got past the Guardians and you got a game here, but ultimately I still don't believe in Detroit.
I think it's tough because both these games have been really low scoring. In fact, both of them had final scores of 3-2, the Tigers winning the first game 3-2, and then game two, it was the Mariners that won 3-2 on the late game heroics of Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh, who I believe was on second and scored the winning run. But I think maybe this one has a different feel to it. Like, I know you mentioned the over, but maybe the sabotage factor is that we do have one game in which Jack Flaherty pitched against the Mariners, 2 earned runs over 5 innings and 7 strikeouts. Again, it's only one sample size. It's only one game. And I would say that I'm not going to be shocked if the Mariners score some runs off Flaherty here, but maybe that's your sabotage factor for the over. And plus, I feel like both these bullpens have been better. Like, again, both the final scores were 3-2. But at some point, I do think at least the Mariners side of things, at least that side of the lineup, I do think has a breakout game at some point. I'm not sure if I trust the Tigers, though, to carry the load offensively speaking, because, Jenks, this was the problem against the Guardians. It was the Tigers lineup that really had trouble generating runs, and Logan Gilbert is a solid pitcher.
I think that's the issue. Man, I'm gone back and forth. I'm either going to play the over or maybe the Mariners here. This opened at minus. All right, it's kind of sitting the same. We've seen a little money come in on Seattle. But I just ultimately, even if I want to go with Detroit here, like, are they going to generate the runs? That's just what it comes down to. This is a team that, and they did early in the season, right? Like, this was a team that early in the season, their bats were red hot, and they just dropped off the face, which is why they gave up that 15.5 game lead in the division, because they just stopped hitting. And even going back to the Guardians-Tigers series, how many times were we on the under in that series? Because we knew nobody's going to hit in this game. So that's the one thing that gives me pause when betting on Detroit. If you're looking at the over, okay, can Detroit help us get there? Or if you're backing the Tigers, will they generate enough runs to hang with the Mariners? Detroit's that's a tough call for me.
Okay, so my next question is, would you rather bet on the Mariners today, or would you rather bet on the series price? Because it's very similar. The Mariners at minus 125, the Tigers plus 105. So you can get the Mariners today at minus 130. If you had to choose one of these bets, do you trust them today, or do you say, hey, over the larger sample size, even if they don't get it done today, this is a Mariners lineup that I think is the better one?
I think that's probably where I would go. I like either one, honestly. I really think they have a serious pitching advantage to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day, I do not trust Flaherty. And then also over the course of this series, with full disclosure, it is just a five-game series. The Mariners just are the better team. They've had the better season. They were much better in the second half of the season. I think they've got some sort of spiritual mojo going with Cal Raleigh in the year that he's had. So if you just want a cheaper price and you can save yourself 5 cents, you can go series price at minus 125. But either one I like.
Yeah, I do think it's the Mariners that end up winning the series because, again, it just feels like their lineup is much more dependable, and they still have a good pitching staff. Like, Tarik Skubal can't pitch every single game for the Tigers is the problem for the Tigers. All right, let's go to Game 3 in the ALDS. Blue Jays lead the Yankees in this series 2-0, and this game is in the Bronx. Yankees minus 150 here. Maybe odds makers are banking on a desperation spot and the fact that Carlos Rodon's been pretty solid for the Pinstripes. Blue Jays plus 125, total of 7.5 runs. Shane Bieber goes for Toronto 4-2 with a 3.57 ERA. So the Blue Jays, you're not going to get them at a steal of a price. If you want to play them in the series, they are minus 600. The Yankees are plus 425. Jenks, do the Yankees have one more left in them?
God, I don't know. I mean, you give the pitching edge to Rodon, and he will give up some runs, by the way. Like, he generally gives up a couple, two or three, but he'll also get you a quality start. So he's one of the best pitchers in the game for a reason. I mean, 10-4 at home this season, 2.98. ERA, that Yankees crowd, I think, will be a factor. But with the way the Jays are seeing the ball over the first two games of this series, and Bieber's no joke. They brought him in for this, right? He's allowed more than two runs and only one of his seven starts this season. With the way the Blue Jays are seeing the ball and the fact that Bieber certainly has their credentials to kind of hang with Rodon, the Blue Jays at plus money is very tempting.
Right. It feels tough to fade a lineup that scored 23 runs over the last two games against this very Yankees team, and even doing it against the Yankees ace. Like, that's the thing. Carlos Rodon's really good, but so is Max Fried. Coming into this game, like, he's their ace, and he gave up seven earned runs and only three innings of work. So it just feels like the Blue Jays are one of those streaky teams. I'm wondering how Aaron Boone is going to manage this one. I wonder how long the leash is for Carlos Rodon, because people have criticized Aaron Boone before about, hey, maybe leave the starter in a bit, because on paper you do have a good bullpen, but in the postseason they have just not been super trustworthy. So I don't know if the Yankees go out with a whimper, but I will say this, Jenks. Overall, the card today I do not feel nearly as strong about. Like, yesterday I feel like I had like two pretty good hypotheses, but this one, it feels like a toss-up to me. Like, Mariners-Tigers, I don't have any thoughts on either a side or a total that I'm going to play today. Blue Jays-Yankees, what about a total in this one? Like, if you think the Blue Jays continue to score runs, and if you think, you know, Carlos Rodon at least gives up a couple, maybe the Yankees bats actually show some sign of life. I don't know, though. Elimination games, usually unders are the play, but again, this series has been over city.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I think I would probably lean towards the over. It's just hard for me. It's hard to ignore what the Blue Jays have done. And sometimes we see this with teams. They just get hot at the right time. And I feel like the Blue Jays are getting hot at the right time. And also, normally, I'm like you, where normally I have a baseball bat lined up and ready to go. I actually felt better about the Jags last night than I do about these two games, which should tell you something, because, I mean, who wants to fade the Chiefs? I'm glad it worked out, but also, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So, this is honestly one of those days where I'll give a best bet at the end of the show, but we only have two baseball games in the card, and I've liked a lot of bets during the postseason today. I'm not really sure about anything. So this is one of those days, if not for this show, I would probably say, you know what? I'm just going to take a break and then I'll get back at it tomorrow, which is a good lesson to have, right? You don't have to bet every day. Mm-hmm. It's fun to do and we love doing it. But sometimes the card just doesn't speak to you just because that's the way the card is built, or it's a short card. Today, we clearly have a short card in baseball, so it's hard for me to pick out a particular bet that I love.
Yeah, I think it's going to take some digging. Like, I'm going to look at the outs props. And here's the tricky part about our show is because we are so early in the morning, a lot of these props aren't out yet. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's good to have some honesty because, listen, people are putting their hard-earned money on these bets. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I love a play unless I love a play. So, like, that's a trust thing. I'm not going to, you know, say something that I don't believe in. But at the end of the day, like, some of these games are just really evenly matched. And maybe it's not the case with the Blue Jays and the Yankees. I was going to say you could get maybe the Blue Jays at a run and a half, you know, on the reverse run line. But it's minus 180. That's not great. Maybe we can cook up some kind of, like, alt same game parlay or something to where, you know, we play it conservatively. I was looking at some of the pitcher props because maybe that's a way to go. Because I'll say this. The Yankees pitchers have not been striking out many Blue Jays. A lot of it has gone to the fact that the Blue Jays have just been absolutely raking. But Carlos Rodon's strikeout prop is 4.5 tonight. It is very low. So if he gets yanked early, maybe he doesn't get this. But maybe you still consider the under at plus money because you look at some of these other games and Luis Gil had 2 strikeouts in the first game of the series. And I think Max Fried had maybe 1 over 3 innings because he also gave up 7 earned runs. So strikeouts have been hard to come by. Yeah, 1 strikeout for Max Fried over 3 innings of work. So 4.5 seems low, but keep in mind there could be a quick hook. And also the Blue Jays have not been missing a ton of pitches. So maybe there's a play. Jenks, we're going to have to dig deep.
God bless. Is there some soccer game I can bet on today that I know nothing about? I was doing that for a while. I don't know. I mean, when I first heard that number, 4.5 for Rodon, I was like, ooh, I'd be on that. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, if he gets in trouble at all, the hook is going to be quick, not only because it's an elimination game, but also you've got a manager who has a, you know, has an inclination to sort of pull his guys early anyway. Like, that's kind of been a reputation that has followed him. Like, let your guys pitch, let them get out of a jam. So do you think that Boone would do that tonight? Back against the wall? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to suddenly change his spots in this game based on what we've seen in the past. So that's another reason why I'm like, oh, initially that looks good. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about these other factors that are absolutely going to be, you know, something that affect what happens here tonight.
Yeah, and sometimes the logical thing is not what Aaron Boone does. So, like, I'm not trying to get in the, the headspace of him, but I will say this. Maybe one to consider before we go to break. Shane Bieber, his outs prop is 14.5. If he goes 5 innings, you hit the over, it's minus 155. This is not an urgency game for the Blue Jays, and he is one of their higher paid pitchers in the rotation. So maybe that's a play that I'll be playing. Got to get to break, more daily tip after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.